Cask Strength, a Partners to Lovers Gay Romantic Suspense, Agents Irish and Whiskey, Book 2. Written by Layla Rain, narrated by Christian Leatherman. 1. The roar of the Vanquish's V12 engine sent a bolt of desire racing down Jamie's spine, warming him from the inside out and chasing away the February chill. The sports car's growl was sexy as hell on its own. The fact that it also heralded his partner's perfectly timed arrival, right on Jamie's heels, magnified the seduction tenfold. Aiden's gleaming black sports car careened around the corner, wheels squealing on wet pavement. Jamie laughed as he pushed open his front door. He and Aiden were rubbing off on each other, and not just in bed. He had begun twirling his pen around his thumb, and Aiden ignored his brakes with increasing frequency, drifting with unbridled zeal whenever the opportunity presented itself. Figuring Aiden would need a couple times around the block to get the drift thrills out of his system and find a parking spot on a rainy Friday evening, Jamie headed inside. He flung his sopping trench at the coat rack, dropped his bag on the floor, and towed off his socks and shoes. He added his crumpled tie to the scattered remains of his work week, then climbed the stairs to the main floor. He was drying his hair with a dish towel in the kitchen when the front door opened and closed again. The muffled thump of a tumble, followed by a filthy Gaelic curse, floated up the stairs. Jamie smiled. He'd also learned a few of those over the past 5 months. They came often, Aiden daily tripping over his messes here or at the office. Tidiness was not a habit he had picked up. Head in the fridge, scoping out dinner options while music blared, Jamie wasn't prepared for Aiden's sneak attack. His dress shirt was yanked out of his pants, and Aiden pressed something cold and wet against his spine. Jamie hissed his displeasure, cold and wet enough already from his commute home, but then Aiden's teeth nipped his earlobe, and desire burned away his chilly irritation. He stretched his neck and fell back against Aiden's hard body, a wine bottle trapped between them. "What have you got there?" Aiden trailed his open mouth from Jamie's ear down his offered neck. "We're celebrating." He yanked aside his collar and sucked hard enough to leave a bruise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?